Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author, president of the Intentional Living Center, and your advocate for the family. Last week, we started with the top five shows of 2014, and today is number two. And Randy, I still don't know what the title is, so would you please open the envelope and let us know?
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I hold it right here in my little hand. And in fact, I've got our production staff here, and they're going to be joining me this half hour. And I'm going to hand it to Steve Tanner, who's our senior producer. Steve, let's rip that baby open for me.
All right. We'll open her up. Open her up and see what is in the envelope.
All right. Hand it over
here
to me.
Okay, here you go. You have to read it.
Hey, listen, no surprise on this one. As we look at the top five programs for 2014, that number two, in fact, I would have thought this had been number one, but number two is on the topic of love and respect in marriage. And it's at the core of our mission and our ministry. And I know from the relationship standpoint, when there's a lot of love and respect in marriage, it makes a big difference. We're going to get to some callers that we talked to back in February when this program originally aired, and we're going to get to those in just a moment as we share the highlights from the program. But I did invite the team here into the studio, Steve Tanner, who's our senior producer, Stephen Davis and Rob Riegel, and Joel has stepped in to help on the controls on the other side of the glass. And
yay.
Guys, I appreciate all the work you've been doing this year. We're just a couple days out from Christmas now, and the year end's coming. But when we think of the topics you guys have been working on, mm-hmm. on these top five broadcasts, and you keep a close eye on the programs as they come up. This seems to be a theme on this topic, doesn't it?
It really is. And, you know, we measure how we identified these top programs was we looked at what kind of response we had, what kind of response we had with live callers on the air that day, what kind of response we had on our website, web traffic, downloads of the podcast, those kinds of things. And this love and respect topic just goes through the roof. And I know that it's something that has been near and dear to your heart. When did you come up with the phrase, Dr. Randy, love and respect in marriage? How did you come to that point of wanting to teach that?
Well, I think it's a sort of pervasive theme that a lot of people have talked about and books have been written on, that the Bible is very clear. You know, men love your wives and wives respect your husband. So it goes back to the biblical roots. Hold on, guys. I want to talk to you a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes here in just a moment. But first, let's get into this topic from our second most requested program for the year, Love and Respect. And it did air back in February 6th, in fact. And we'll pick up right here with that program's first caller. Take a listen. Paulina is in Tennessee. Hi there.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you so much.
Terrific, terrific. When do you feel most loved by your husband?
You know, I feel most loved by my husband when I am talking to him and he stops what he's doing and he looks me in the eye and just really listens to me and doesn't let any of the distractions that are going on around us take away from the conversation.
Mm. Do you tell him that? Does he know that?
Well, when he doesn't look at me, I say, hey, will you look at me? Will you look me in the eye? I'm talking to you. And he'll stop and do it.
Good, good. That's good. Pauline, I'd suggest to you and all of us that, you know, we can attract more positive things in our marriage when we also let them know when they're doing it right.
Yes.
So to be able to say, hey, I really appreciate you paying attention or really listening to me, that really meant a lot to me. I'll tell you right now, you'll get more of that positive kind of behavior from him when you feed him that and let him know that that's how you're feeling. Just a thought.
I can do that. I can let him know when he does it right.
All right. Very good. Paulina, thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Susan, Michigan. Susan, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Grandy. I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Good. When do you feel most loved?
Well, we've been married 40-plus years now, and I feel most loved when he comes in the door still after a day at work and still embraces me and kisses me and turns the world away for just those few minutes, telling me that he's waited all day long and I'm still the part of his day that counts. I appreciate that so much, and I tell him that because it just keeps things alive and it keeps things well, and it's just like God living in your heart. You know, he's so alive, and his word is so alive, and so that marriage, that type of love, you know, that little bit of romance type of love still is very important to us.
That's good. So even that simple act, few minutes, That's been a benefit to your marriage. It strengthened your marriage.
It has, and it's just a start to the rest of the evening. You know, if he came home and we ignored one another or overlooked things for the dog or whatever things come our way, you know, it would make it harder, but it's really a blessing that way.
Good. Fantastic. Well, I hope you'll do it again today coming home. You guys weathering the storms okay?
Yeah, many storms in life and then many storms in the weather in Michigan. So God's been faithful. It's beautiful, snowy, and bright.
Stay warm. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. From Michigan, Susan reminding us, listen, it's those moments. Sometimes I've had a really stressful day. Stuff goes on. It's just life. And when I park in the garage, before I get out of the car, I just take a deep breath, kind of get focused, recentered on going into the house and so on, especially if you have kids and other challenges. Sometimes it's just taking that deep breath and getting intentionally refocused on the things that matter. You know what we're talking about today? This is intentional living. The values of this organization and this ministry and what we are passionate about is communicating and living as a team and as helping all people to see if we know Christ, that we can live Christ, to take what the Bible teaches and live it out in our marriages, in our families, in our relationships, and with our children. That's what we're passionate about, and that's why we're here. Come join us. Tell us your story. Love and respect. 888-888-1717.
The way that I feel loved by my husband is when he helps me in the home.
I feel most loved by my husband when he does something for me that I know he doesn't like to do. He works, and so do I, and we have three beautiful kids. And so when I come home from work and I see that the dishes are done or that he's swept or mopped, I know that he did it out of love for me, and so that makes me feel really loved.
When he sees me struggling with my day-to-day chores and he pitches in and helps without me needing to ask.
It's just simple things like if I have a heavy box that needs carrying out to the car, or helping me wash the dishes or helping me fold clothes. I guess it's acts of service. We've been married almost 33 years and have people still tell us that we act like we're newlyweds.
Wow, that's good. Hey, listen, there's practical things when we talk about love and respect. About wives, when do you feel most loved? Guys, when do you feel most respected? That's what we're talking about today. We've been looking at the top five programs from this last year, and the topic on love and respect in marriage was number two. And what we're hearing excerpts from the program that aired back in February on the 6th. We're here in the studio now just a couple days before the end of this year, 2014. I invited the guys in, and Stephen Davis, Stephen and I have worked together a long time, brother.
A long time.
And he has helped direct this ship during good days and bad days and up and down days. And Stephen, you've talked to a lot of people and heard a lot of comment lines,
yes.
Comments on this topic in particular. What was interesting is most of the comment lines that came in were women.
Yeah, they were. I guess it's because men all over the country are feeling respected, I suppose. I don't
know. How about you? When do you feel most respected?
You know, my wife has followed me. And that has touched my heart for 30-some years now, is being married, because we were living in Chicago, had been there for 13 years, working for Moody Bible Institute and Moody Radio for me, and Susan was working as at a large art gallery chain, doing great work. And then we got a call to go to a church in Dallas, Texas, and she said, yeah, let's go. And up and we went. And she's followed me around the country for 30-some years, and I am blessed and honored by her willingness to do that.
Well, we're glad you landed here.
Indeed.
And she came with you.
She did.
She's still not in Texas. She's here. All right. Speaking of Texas, Rob Texas came from Lubbock to our headquarters here. And Rob, you know, you're the new one on the newbie here on the team of Intentional Living. We're talking about love and respect. You're starting to get a feel for our listeners and knowing the needs. And this thing on marriage, as you get a chance to put a lot of spots together and so on, you recognize that this is a huge need, why this program hit number two on our most popular programs of the year is really no surprise.
I see it because I have a wife, I have two daughters, and you would think I would have learned because I grew up with two sisters. But somewhere along the line, after becoming a Christian, getting married, and becoming a dad, I realized girls are different than guys. It's just that simple.
Yeah. You think?
You talk to your daughters, you talk to your wife like you do the guys, and...
Yeah.
Over.
Yeah, you've been there, right?
Been there, done that.
Okay, guys, listen, let's get back to the program that aired back in February, because this is what people are looking for, this love and respect in marriage. And I had some more callers, people I talked to that day, who shared with us what they were learning, what God was teaching them on this topic. Take a listen. Michael, hi there, man.
Yes, how are you?
Good. When do you feel most respected?
Well, I spent 23 years in prison. I've been out for 3 years now. I got married 2 years ago on Sweetest Day. And I feel most respected when my wife never brings up my past.
Hmm. Because if she did, how would that feel to you?
Like I was on trial all over again and really brokenhearted. Hmm. But when she doesn't, it's a heart mender.
And how have you been doing?
Very well. I have a company set up as a writer, and coming along with that.
Been a long journey. It's a big change, isn't it, the last 3 years?
Well, yeah, I've been off parole status for about a year now, and she married me when I was on parole, and we walked through the whole thing of the stipulations there. She's just always been a champion in my life. She's actually 10 years older. She's 64. Call my perfect 10.
Hmm. Well, you are a fortunate, blessed man, my friend, to have a wife who doesn't bring up your past and allows to stay focused on the future, where we're going, what we're doing, who we are, dealing with things today. That's a good thing. Michael, thanks for your call.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, man. Let's go to Christina. Hi there, Christina.
Hello.
How are you?
Doing well.
Good, good. Tell me, when do you feel most loved by your husband?
When he communicates with me. We have something called a husband-wife meeting once a week. And my husband chooses to initiate pretty much this meeting. We both talk about things that go on during our week in our life. We try to make it a shorter meeting once a week. So it's about half hour long, very quick. And it really helped us.
Yeah.
And it helped me feel loved by him.
Good, good, good for you. I was thinking, you know, this is something my wife, Donna, and I promised her yesterday. I said, hey, I'm going to bring home the calendar for the rest of this year. We got to sit down because we got to talk through some things, because what's happening, I think what happens in our lives, life takes over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just stuff, schedules, other people's priorities and whatever. And if you don't stop and focus on, you know, our marriage and our relationship and our priorities and what's going on and what we have to deal with, it just sort of builds up, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, is it a set time? Do you do this? He takes the lead. Is it like a Wednesday night or whatever? You just have a certain time?
Yeah, it's usually Sunday night. Sometimes, you know, we'll have a special little treat or something. I've heard of many other couples doing the same thing, but I think it's really important to note that the husband has to be the one that initiates it. I can't be like saying, okay, when are we going to meet and have, you know, I think it's helpful. And we've been married about 7 years now, and I think he's really come on board to the idea that instead of having a meeting once a month, every 2 months, I'm not building things up so we have this huge three-hour meeting every 3 months. It's every half. It's a half an hour every week, so it's
good.
A little bit more doable.
Good for you, Christina. How long have you been listening to the station?
Oh, I've listened since I was a little child.
Lifelong.
I listened to the station, and I've since listened all through my life, probably.
All right. Tell me one reason. What is it, one thing you like about the radio station?
It's Christ-centered, and you can tell that people at the radio station have a personal relationship with Jesus.
Hmm.
That's the most important thing to me, is to be around people that have that relationship with
Jesus. Community, actually. That's what it is. All right. Well, stay warm. Thank you, Christina.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Just doing my little informal surveys here. Kim's on the line. Hi, Kim.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Good. When do you feel most loved by your husband?
Well, we've been married for 25 years this April, and he still opens my door. He never stopped, and he pretends he's blowing a trumpet when I get out and says, make way for the Queen of Clio. And he tries to get my kids, my boys involved too, and be rose peddlers. And they do a lot of times. They'll act like they are too. And so he's showing my boys how to treat a lady, not that, it, you know, that they're going to have to blow a trumpet for their, you know, girlfriend or something like that, or wife-to-be, but just to show her that she's special, you
good.
Know. And,
good.
And also, I have health issues, and I'm very forgetful, and he always gets my medicine for me and always, you know, will say, did you do this? Did you do that? You know, or whatever. And I just appreciate it so much. And he still whistles at me, and we pray with our kids every night. And he's an awesome spiritual leader of our family. And if he ever does anything wrong, he always apologizes, even if it's, you know, towards the kids, if he got angry or something like that. He's perfect for me.
Wow. What a story. That's fantastic. And what I love about this program and what I love about this station is that when we hear the stories, we get lost sometimes. And I remember a caller that called me a long time ago, Kim, many years ago, and said, one of the reasons I listen to you guys is because you show me what's normal. And what Kim just shared with you is what a normal, healthy, biblical marriage is supposed to look like. And I'm sure they're not perfect, but men who love their wives, going out of their way to love their wives, putting their own needs and their own stuff second and focusing on serving, and a wife that respects her husband and can speak of that respect. This is what makes marriage work. If you're struggling in your marriage today, if you guys can start moving toward love, taking that first step, taking the leadership, ladies, start showing respect for your husband, even though it's difficult. It's those baby steps, those little steps, the little things that we do. It's as they always say, the devil's in the details, right? And that can be literal. I think Satan loves the details. There's where he really messes us up. And so often in our marriages, if we're not intentional in the little things that make the difference. Okay, Kim, let me ask you the same question. Why do you listen to the radio station? What do you like about it?
Well, I love your program, and it seems like so often that when whatever your topic is talking about, that it speaks to me personally, you know, through the week, or someone I know that I could share with what you had to say and stuff. And I just appreciate this program so much.
Well, good. Well, I'm glad you're listening. Thank you, Kim, and God bless you. Have a good day.
Yep, you too.
All right. You're welcome to tell us and the world about love and respect. 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Kathleen. How my husband shows me love is every morning. He consistently is the leader in the Word. He makes sure we're going through the Bible. He even fixes me coffee. We end our session with prayer and a big old hug and kiss. And he leaves for work. And it really makes our day.
He was the cutest when he was studying the Bible, when he was sitting there, concentrating and focusing on that Bible and doing his little Bible study. He was so cute. That's when I wanted to come up and just hug on him and love on him, when he was actually studying that Bible. That's when he was the nicest, and that's when he treated me the best.
When I feel most loved by my husband is when we share the Word, when we can sit down together and we can discuss what is in the reading, and then I know that God is in the middle of our relationship.
Number two today. We're back in our studio live here. Number two on the top five programs of 2014. We're playing excerpts of the program, and it was Love and Respect in Marriage back on February 6th of this year. And in fact, those testimonies you just heard, those stories came from that day.
Which a bunch of them. Yeah, a bunch of them that day.
And the guys are here in the room with me, Steve Tanner, Stephen Davis, Rob Riggle. And guys, we're a couple days away from Christmas, about 8 days from 9 days from the end of the year. And we just want to thank our listeners because of their support, that this small band of guys in here and ladies who help on the ministry can make this possible.
And it's amazing to think of the way that it works. We're able to do a program such as this, and you get to be encouraged by hearing Kim, the Queen of Clio, encourage another. When Kim has the forum here on Intentional Living Radio program to tell her story, then other people are encouraged by that. And making that possible, making it possible for us to even have this kind of forum because of what you do to support us is so cool how it then perpetuates and it goes through the chain of Kim's story to someone else who hears it and is encouraged by it.
Most people don't get a chance to get on the radio and share their stories, but because of your support, listeners just like you are sharing their stories, and God is getting the glory through that. That is powerful.
That's very good. Much. And it's been stories for all these years, Stephen. That's from the very beginning. It's always hearing what people are going through and what they're learning, and we're here to help them.
It always has. And I think one of the things that one of the little buzzwords I've learned around here is ROI, your return on investment. And one of the great things about investing in intentional living is that God uses it to change lives. God uses it to show you that one thing that you need to do. And so when you invest in this ministry, you're going to have an eternal impact and influence on lives, countless lives around the world.
Cool. Well, we'd love to end this year where we need to be financially. We're running a little bit behind where we need to be. I just want to share with you, think about Christmas giving. Would you consider a love gift to the ministry today, $100 or $200 or $500 or $1,000 or whatever God lays on your heart? We say in advance, thank you. We need your help as we close out 2014. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, press number 4, okay? All right, let's check in with another segment of callers from the top program here, number 2 program of the year, back in February on Love and Respect and Marriage. Take a listen. When do you feel most loved? When do you feel most respected? Let's go to Becky, Arizona. Becky, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. When do you feel most loved?
I feel most loved when my husband intentionally does a project that he knows I need done.
Like what? What are some projects you've needed done that he's worked on for you?
The taxes.
Okay.
I'm going to school, so I need those done in order to qualify for scholarships.
Okay.
Also, I feel loved when he reads to me. I don't like to read.
Okay.
And so just the fact that he'll read the Bible to me, or like right now we're reading through this spiritual healing, and then the physical healing that comes after the spiritual healing.
So you enjoy the fact that he's taking the initiative to provide leadership, getting things done, and then also doing something that you enjoy, reading to you. You like being read to. Brings you close. I think that's a powerful thing that couples, we could do more of, reading to each other.
Yeah.
Very good. How long have you been married, Becky?
It'll be 7 years in March.
And you're going to go to school for what? What do you want to train for?
Creative writing.
Well, good for you. Well, enjoy the process and send some of your writing to us as you get going, okay?
Oh, sure.
All right. Thank you for your call, Becky. Appreciate it. Let's go to Florence in, Panama City, Florida. Hi there, Florence.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Doing well. We're talking about love today, and when do you feel most loved?
Well, I have a hair trigger temper and a big mouth and a whole lot of accusation a lot of times, and I'm dealing with that gradually more and more. I've been married for 39 years, and let it rip every now and then, and I have a wonderful husband that is a gracious man of God. And when I feel most loved is when he does what he most often does, is turn and look at me, and in his very gentle, loving way, communicates and does not let go of communication. He doesn't press, but he does not let go of communication in that same gentle tone and gentle way until we have broken through and until I have come out of the emotional anger or frustration or whatever it is. The scripture talks about the gentle anger turning away wrath. And when he communicates in that way, it melts.
And that's why you've been married for 39 years, Florence. Two people who can't do that, if you don't have one at least that can turn away wrath with love and kindness, marriages don't work. You're blessed in the fact that you honored him by sharing that, confessing that, and acknowledging his respect and love for you is a powerful step. I hope he heard that. If not, it's a good thing to share with him, too. Appreciate your call, Florence, from Florida today.
I feel most loved by my husband when he says something to make me feel pretty special.
Every morning when he leaves for work, if it's my day off, he kisses me goodbye. I could be in a deep sleep, and I know he does it. I can feel it, or just about to wake up, and he kisses me that goodbye and tells me he loves me. That just makes the world to me.
I would say the most that I feel loved is every day because he answers my phone calls or calls me and says, hello, darling. How's it going, beautiful? Or how's my favorite girl today? Intentionally going out of his way to call me a very positive name really makes me think that he appreciates me. By doing that, it's pretty sweet.
Wow, this has been good. Thank you. Those are all clips that came from the program, or right after the program, left on our comment line back in February. We've been sharing the top five programs from this year, and Love and Respect is number two, which means number one, Mr. Tanner, must be coming up tomorrow, right?
I would think so.
And I don't know what it is.
In the sequence of things, it's an exciting thing. Rob has actually been doing the heavy lifting on that. It's going to be a good one, isn't it, Rob?
I know what it is, and you don't.
I don't. We'll have that until the envelope gets open.
Hey, it's going to be a great Christmas gift. Trust me. Tomorrow, you're going to have some tears of joy when you hear that program.
Wow. Now, there's a tease, as we say in the business.
Yeah, indeed. And speaking of Christmas, guys, we're only 3 days away. Any final parting words? Before we wrap this up here,
well, we have a special coming up on the radio here. We have our Intentional Living Christmas special. We're going to be sharing the Christmas story with some nice other stories. You know, we're all about stories here, and hearing some of those great stories of how God's at work in different people's lives through Christmas, but also just sharing the biblical Christmas story.
Yeah, and I think too, I want to encourage our listeners to get lost in the wonder of the time and not in the busyness of the time.
Yeah, boy, that's so true.
That's good stuff.
Because it is a wonder when you think about God sending his son, penetrating through the sinful world to come and give himself for us. The big word, propitiation, you know, the substitute for us. It is a wondrous story.
You know, it's a funny thing, thinking about Christmas. When my kids were little, you know, they're 21 and 18 now, when they were little, it was all about anticipation. They were anticipating Christmas and all the glitz and glamour and everything. But now I think the tables have flipped. I'm the one anticipating it. My wife and I are anticipating it because our boys are going to be home with us.
That's fun.
They're away
at
college the rest of the year. They're going to be home with us, so we're the ones anticipating.
The only reason I do not anticipate and look forward to Christmas is that I was born on Christmas Day, which is, you know, a wonderful thing, except it means a birthday every year. When you're 10 years old, that's one thing. But as you get older, anyway, that's another thing. So, hey, listen, the number one program of the year tomorrow, and then as Steve mentioned, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, a couple special programs. From all of us here, Steve Tanner, Stephen Davis, Rob Riegel, Joel, and the rest, God bless you. We'll see you next time.